Hallelujah. Let us go to this morning, Philippians, and see what God has for us. Philippians, and see what God is going to say to the church this morning. I write, I read, I write some more, then God says what he wants to say and how he wants to say it. So I'm excited about God. So when you find Philippians chapter 3, and if you're able, please stand. And if you go down to the 12th verse of 3:12, Philippians, the epistle. And I'm going to read this morning from the Contemporary English Version, the African American Jubilee Bible. Amen. The African American Jubilee Bible, Contemporary English Version. And if you have it, please stand. If you need a few more minutes, I would just stand here and just praise the Lord, because he's been mighty good to me. I know him to be a healer, protect, a shield, all that rock, huh? It's my rock in a weary land. Amen. So this is how it reads in Contemporary English Version. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church. And he says this: I have not yet reached my goal, and I am not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me. So I keep on pressing. I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. My friends, he says, I don't feel that I have already arrived, but I forget what is behind and I struggle for what is ahead. Paul said, I press towards the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. Hallelujah. All of us who are mature should think in this way. And if any of you think differently, God will make it clear to you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. But we must keep going in the direction that we are now headed. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Paul is writing to the Philippian church, you all. Holy Spirit, move and have your way. We are in the third month of 2019. Praise the Lord. We have just finished our church-wide annual meeting. Wednesday, we celebrated Ash Wednesday. And church, we must press on towards the goals God has given abundant life. See, as the pastor, I am excited and filled with great expectation for what God is going to do in this church. I don't know whether it's just me, but God has given me just a little glimpse of what he's going to do. So I stand in the presence of the living God this morning, and I am excited. I don't care who's in the house. I don't care whether it's raining. I don't care whether people are sleepy. I am excited about God and what God is going to do in this church. See, I just believe God is saying to Abundant Life, 2019, I'm going to bless you. I am going to do some purging. I'm going to do some pruning. I'm going to be preparing you for your purpose. So, see, I'm excited about that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, church, we must press on in faith. We must not get weary in doing God's work, you all. So if we press, God is faithful to do what he says. Yes. Kingdom work is our assignment. Yes. Kingdom work is what we're to do here at Abundant Life. Yes. Don't you get weary. Don't you get tired. God is saying, don't you give up. Don't you quit no matter what it looks like. Press on towards the goals that I have for your church to relocate you. Come on. that you will be a witness of me in the earth, that you would establish a daycare for your children, that you would have an aftercare for your children. There is so much kingdom work to be done. God is saying the message entitled, "We Must Press On." We must press on. That's what God is saying to us. Sometimes we can get a little tired and it doesn't look like what we think it should look like. But God is our abundant life. You must press on. He said, I know the promises I've made to you. He said, be patient. Wait. Wait. The promises and the plans I have for abundant life, they shall come to pass. For the Bible says, surely I know the plans I have for you. Read the word, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare. Read that word. Not to do you harm, abundant life. To give you a future and to give you hope. Don't you quit now. Don't you quit now. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, he said, I will hear you, he said. Keep the faith, people of God. Your greater is on the way. Your greater is on the way. Somebody needs to receive that in the name of Jesus. He said, remember, I am God. Don't you be afraid of anything. For I am with you. Don't you tremble with fear, he's saying. I will make you strong and I will protect you. See, sometimes we look at our circumstances, but God said, I am God, and I will not leave you. I have called you for a great work at such a time as this. When people are falling away from me, I called you. When people are not believing in God, I have called you abundant life. When people are calling right wrong, I called you abundant life. When people are calling wrong right, I have called you for such a time as this. When young men are killing each other in the streets, I have called you abundant life. For such a time as this, as racism is just going rampant in our country, abundant life, I've called you out for such a time as this. When injustice is still alive and well in our country, abundant life, I need for you to stand strong, stand your ground, stand on this word. I have called you for such a time as this. Are you understanding that we are called and we must press on? I'm calling you out to be the difference in your families. You're the ones in your community. You are the one to make the difference in the nation. You are chosen with a special purpose. We must press on, you all. Don't you get weary in doing this work. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me get to the scripture. Paul is writing to encourage us with this word. Help us open our spiritual ears and listen what God has for the church this morning. The word inspired by God, given to the Apostle Paul for Philippi. Around AD 61, and it's still relevant for us. We must press on. This word is still relevant for us. Teach us, train us for the good work that God has for us. It is the word of God this morning to prepare the saints for service and encourage us to put our faith in action. Yes, God, the third chapter of Philippians. Read it and it'll talk a lot about the joy in knowing Jesus. Paul teaches about righteousness can't be gained by our works. Righteousness is found by faith in Jesus Christ. Ain't that good news? Good news. Therefore, we shall not forsake. Therefore, we should not forsake this word, but forsake all the worldly stuff and commit to press on. Holy Spirit, help me. And I'm just going to ask you all, are you working your assignment for God? Are you working your assignment for God? Are you doing what God has really called you to do? Are you doing what makes you feel good or what you think you should do? Because God designed each of us with a special purpose. And I pray to God that we will press on in that purpose. God has called us, you all. So as I begin to close, I would suggest that when we are operating in our God-given purpose, in love and unity in our church, God's will be done in our lives, our family, our community, and God will be glorified when you walk in your gift. He will give us joy. They say unspeakable joy. He will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding when you're in his will and walking in your purpose. I just believe this word. I'm just foolish enough to believe this word that when God's will is done in our church, people will be healed. People will be made whole. People will have chains broken. When God's will is done in our church and when people get in his will, deliverance from bondage will take place. Deliverance from sin will be taking place when you get in your God-given purpose. See, we are the body of Christ and God needs every part to function. So when we get in our purpose, church, depression has to go. Abuse have to go. Oh, yes, it does. Addiction have to go. But God need all the parts of the body to function. Are you functioning in your call? Hallelujah. God, help me finish this, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. So let us just celebrate as we come on one accord and everybody in the church function. Just think about it. Suppose your eyes say, today I'm not going to open because I'm just tired. I don't want to see. Your legs say, I don't want to walk today. I this part of the body is not functioning. The ears say, I don't want to hear anything. It goes to show we need every part of the body to function. Are you functioning in the body of Christ? Are you doing your part to glorify our Heavenly Father? The one will believe you were worth saving. He sent Jesus to die for you. Are you functioning? Or are you making excuses? Church, we press on. We press on because God told us to press on. Abundant life, we press on. Souls need to be saved. We press on. People need to be healed, so we press on. People are grieving, so we press on to give them a word of comfort. We press on. God, we're not quitting in abundant life. I remember a song that Deacon Glory used to sing. I've been running for Jesus a mighty long time, and I'm not tired yet. I've been working for Jesus a mighty long time, but I'm not tired. So we have to get that in our spirit. You can't get tired and weary in doing God's work. So we press on abundant life, believing God. I just believe if we take care of God's business, God will take care of our needs. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. So we must, there was an old song too, like, I'm pressing on. I don't know, I can't even remember. Trying to make heaven my home. But all I'm saying to you, as we move forth toward heaven, let us commit to do the will of God. Let us decide that we're going to be part of the solution and not the problem. God is saying to our church, I got you. But I need for you to press on. God said, you're covered in my blood, but I need you to press on. God said, I will never leave you or forsake you, but I need you to press on. God says, fear not, I will be with you, but I need you to press on. See, I'm pressing on the upward way. Anybody pressing in here? So let's thank God in advance. Stand all over the sanctuary for whatever he has for you. You thank him now with your praise. Whatever you expect him to do, you thank him now with your praise. You think that he's going to give you the strength to make it through another day and get through your issues. You thank him in advance because I just believe in this. You praise him and the blessings drip down on you. Any praises in the house this morning? You want healing in your family? You praise him. You want him to turn your finances around? You praise him. You need help with your marriage? You praise him. You need help with your children, praise him. Lift them up to heaven. Church, we have to keep pressing on, just believing this word. Too many people have turned back. But we in this place say we're going to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Others may not go with you, but we're going on with Jesus. The cross before us, the world behind us. God, we thank you for this word of encouragement. If you're going to press on, you tell them, now, God, I'm pressing on with you. God, I'm not wavering, God. God, I'm going to put my hand in your hand. And God, I'm going the distance. I'm going to run on, God, and just see what the end's going to be, God, because I trust you, Lord Jesus. You all are saved in here. So I'm going to ask this morning, does everybody have a church home? In this contemporary version, this part of scripture is entitled Running Towards the Goal. It's a race, you all. Paul said, I have not yet reached my goal. Anybody know about that? And he goes on to say, and I'm not perfect. Hallelujah. And I am sure that that is many of us. Most of us can testify to that. All of us. I'm not perfect. Now in verse 12, Paul wants us to know, Jesus, help me. He had not arrived. Not yet mature. This is the apostle saying this. He was still very much in the race of the Christian life. The perfection he would have would be when he reached Jesus. He still had to deal with what he called in chapter 7, the flesh. A pull towards sin. He had to deal with his sinful body, as he says. And he was aware of the need for further spiritual growth. Let's be real. He was determined to press on as he had not become all that Christ wanted him to be. But he pressed. No matter what was going on, he did not give up. He pressed, you all. He did not press on because of his personal power. He did so because Jesus had chosen him on that Damascus road and grabbed hold of his life, you all. Paul always acknowledged that it was God as the source of his salvation. It was God for Paul. So as we look at verse 13, Paul employs this image of a runner in a race who hopes to win the prize. See, Paul was determined he could not look back. He could not cloud his mind with his past memories. He strained every muscle in his body to achieve and to move forth in motion. His eyes were focused on the finish line. Anybody focus on the finish line and your real destiny? Paul forgets about the gift guilt he had when he persecuted the church. He said, that's in my past. Wow. Thank you, Lord. He forgets about the pain of his physical punishment when they beat him. Paul had to forget about the frustration of disobedient church members and false teachers. He had to always look ahead with his eyes on Jesus and the cross. So we can learn from this apostle Paul. He was focused and he pursued the purpose that God had for him. And he was intentional about reaching his goal. Holy Spirit, help me. Note that his purpose was leading him to his final destination. See, that's what our purpose will lead us to, our final destination. I don't know what your destination is, but I know where I'm going when it's over. I know where I'm going. His goal was to win the prize for which God had called him in Christ Jesus. So he went on about his business. He did what God called him to do. He preached. He taught the word of God. He wrote the majority of the New Testament, which we are still reading today. And he wanted everybody to know that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it was the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. You have to believe it, though. You have to be a believer. Amen. Paul writes, the good news is Christ has taken a hold of me. I don't know about you, but Christ grabbed me some years ago, and he's holding on. He's yet holding on to me. So Paul wanted us to know he had been changed. He wanted, I am not what I should be. Hallelujah. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. Anybody got that testimony? I'm going to press on with God. I am not perfect, but thank God I am not what I used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just wanted everybody to know it's okay to be on the journey, but keep pressing forward. Don't you waver and don't you look back. Because friends and family sometimes will want to remind you what you used to be. But you press on towards the cross. We must keep pressing on, church. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Hallelujah. Just like Paul said, I'm not looking back at that stuff. Not doing that. Forget what you used to be. Cursing people, gossiping people, fussing, drinking, drugging, fornicating. Put that stuff behind you and press forward. Press, no matter the temptation, because it will come. No matter what the family and friends say, you stay God-focused. Holy Spirit, help me. Help us to press on towards our God-given purpose, towards the goal that Christ has given you. I have not achieved. Paul has studied. But one thing that I got out of this, and what is true, I believe that one fact of Christian life is the more you mature, you realize how much further you have to go to become like Christ. Come on. The more words you read, the more words you need. Anybody believe that? Because you find out who you really are in God, and we got a mighty long ways to go, you all. Abundant life, God says, pause. This is for someone in particular this morning. He's saying to someone in this congregation, you must keep pressing on. You may be a little weary this morning, but keep going in a direction that you're headed. Don't you look back. Stay God focused. I have heard your prayer. Wait on me and be of good courage. He said, I will provide. I will provide. Keep on pressing. Don't you turn around, he said. Hallelujah. God's word says, so shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. If I said it, it shall come to pass. But it shall accomplish that which I promise and purpose for you. Hallelujah, help me. And it should succeed in the things for which I sent it. God is saying to someone, work this word. The word works. Speak the word over your situation and keep on pressing towards the goal in Christ Jesus. God will take care of you. Holy Spirit, help me wind this up. Thank you, Lord God. Church, don't look back. Don't get distracted. Don't lose your focus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You will not sink back into sin and old habits. Church, allow the Holy Spirit to order and direct your steps. God is saying to our church, keep moving in the same direction that you're going. Keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. Keep on declaring the good news of Jesus Christ. And lo, I will be with you always. Go tell somebody abundant life about the goodness of our Lord and Savior and what he's done for you. Keep on pressing abundant life. Keep on moving, he said, visiting the sick, helping the poor, feeding the hungry, clothing the needy. Jesus said, whatever you have done for the least of these, you did for me. Church, we have a purpose here on earth in such a time as this. When people are selfish and trying to accomplish so many material things for themselves, we are called with purpose to make a difference here on earth. And I just believe we all have our own assignment.